blaming the Chinese. So it would seem that the Chinese are dominating Western real estate markets, especially around the Pacific Rim. From Sydney and Melbourne across to Auckland and from San Francisco to Vancouver, the story is much the same. Chinese investors are accused of causing house and apartment prices to soar, preventing a younger generation of local residents from entering the market. What's worse, it is often claimed that the wealthy Chinese investors then leave the properties empty. The evidence, though, seems to be anecdotal. In New Zealand, the opposition Labour Party based its claims on 3 months of sales data from a single real estate company, showing that 40% of top-end buyers had Chinese names. In Vancouver, where house and apartment prices have risen by between 50 and 70% over the past 5 years, the evidence is based on sales data from companies specializing in wealthy suburbs. One thing that is true is that wealthy Chinese do buy overseas property as a way of getting their money out of their country. Even though it is illegal to take more than $50,000 out of China, the government has turned a blind eye to that rule for more than a decade now. And since President Xi Jinping's anti-corruption campaign started in 2013, overseas property purchases would seem to be the favoured way of moving money. In Australia, though, foreigners have to register to buy property, and it also has to be brand new. Alternatively, under Australia's significant investor visa scheme, foreigners can buy permanent residency with an investment of $5 million Australian dollars in a mix of property and businesses.